You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And that's where we kick off the show, with a sense of market movements and what's been happening in the markets throughout the day. Joined on the line by independent analyst Terence Hove to take a look at markets and see what to make of them. Terence, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. I suppose let's start our conversation with the Fed rates decision that took place yesterday. The rate decision itself unchanged, but the interest rate projections going into the second quarter of the year and beyond, now with the dot plot suggesting that we could potentially be in for some rate hikes out of the US. What do you make of that?
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy.
Just before we lost you, we were taking a look at the interest rate decision out of the US. Nothing happening from a decision perspective, but the dot plot suggesting that we are in for rate hikes in the US under the new Fed chair.
Yeah, and I think that last point that you made, Jimmy, is really what the market is pricing in. The new Fed chair, and leading into Kevin Warsh's nomination, that was the expectation, or rather what the market started pricing in, a very hawkish Fed in comparison to Jerome Powell. And that's where the comparison was as well, especially in that President Donald Trump was rather favoring a more dovish Fed. As you recall, he used to send out comments quite a bit on U.S. Fed Jerome Powell on his aggressive rate hikes at some point. So now, with the new Fed chair being seen and perceived as a hawk, that's what we're seeing the market starting to price in the expectation that going into the next coming meetings, the U.S. Fed is likely to increase interest rates. And if we look at the current economic backdrop, we also have quite that elevated inflation driven by energy costs. Of course, the oil prices started coming down given the recent peace deal that has been pinned down. However, that will take time to really filter through into the market. But as it stands with the current high inflation, as we're seeing especially locally as well, the expectation or, pricing in going into the rest of 2026 is that there's a possibility that the new U.S. Fed chair is likely going to be very hawkish when it comes to interest rate decisions. And that's the play that we're seeing there. And we're seeing that playing out in the, rally in the U.S. dollar. That's what the market is pricing in. And our South African rand is fed pretty well, given that dollar pressure and that dollar rally that we've seen on that future rate hike expectations from that dot plot, given the new Fed chair that's now in office.
Terence, let's take a look at that oil price. $76 a barrel. The last time we were here was at the start of March. It's been four very long months, including this one, very painful months. I'm looking at a chart right now on my screen, and if we dip into the 75s, back down to the 70s, it will be the first time since February of this year that we get to that. Certainly, this peace deal could not have come at a more at a better time, at a much needed time, but very, very evident in how the market has been behaving that the market is finally relieved that we are at this point.
Yes, I think we're all relieved we are finally at this point, and may oil keep going lower for the sake of the fuel prices that we've seen that have been, pretty high locally. Just looking at it from our local perspective, and if we look even in how our South African Reserve Bank has responded, to that fight against inflation. However, the peace deal is pinned down, and we hope that it stays in place, because as we've seen with such situations, it's so fickle. The deal can be pinned down, within a week's time. There could be an aspect of the deal that has been, violated, or, Iran might see the U.S. not honoring a certain aspect of the deal in time, in the timelines that they've said that they should. So I think right now, given all of this optimism, I think generally investors market participants out there should really look at the finer detail. And I think either party is going to be watching carefully if the tenants of the deal are going to be honored in the timelines, especially that they've been, placed. Because then if there's a delay in a particular aspect of the deal, that could well see a rally back, in the price of oil. So oil remains volatile because I think with the current backdrop around that situation, it remains a very fragile kind of play out, especially in honoring the tenants of the deal. So very happy to see it come back, even happier seeing oil going much lower than $77 a barrel, but still wary in terms of, the tenants of the deal being honored as we go into 2026. At least for now, we know the Strait of Hormuz is open. There's been a few ships that have sailed through, and we hope that remains the case. And what is also essential around that is the military presence on either side around the Strait of Hormuz. For as long as they remain there, which is likely, I think there's a possibility that, the escalation could, that geopolitical escalation could flare up at any moment. So that is something to always keep watching very closely.
Terence, let's take a look at equity markets. They're also having a bit of a mixed reaction to what's been happening and what's been unfolding. The FTSE in London in the red, other European markets in the green, Asian markets all in the red except the Nikkei in Tokyo, that was in the green. US markets are in the green, our markets are in the red. What do we make of what's happening on the equities front? It seems like it's a bit of an up and down situation. And I'm looking at the most recent equity that's been all of the hype and hubbub in the form of SpaceX. That listed relatively well. But as we look at it now, I just want to see where we're sitting at the moment. We listed at 135. We're back at 180. But the share price is trading down on the day, having gone above $200 a share. What do you make of what's happening in the equities world?
Yeah, I think we'll start off with the SpaceX story. I think that has been a remarkable, as you said, spot on. It's been a successful listing. Listing can be very, very tricky. Just plainly saying it, there's some successful or nearly as successful. So when you see an equity or listing an IPO at 135, it goes all the way to 200, comes back at 180. That still does exceedingly well. I mean, it's signaling very strong demand. And then I think what we're also seeing is the big appetite around what we could say Elon Musk stocks. Because I think that the market is starting to really see a lot of the vision that many years ago wasn't so clear. At some point, was a joke, if we could be honest, that why would he venture into a space that he is not an expert in? But here we are today, and you look at that successful IPO. And then when we look at that mixture of different geographical location of the Bowsers, I think what we're also seeing right now is the different regions pricing in the various risks. In particular, how the geopolitical risk in the Middle East is a very big driver of sentiment at the moment. So pricing that risk well is going to be very important for traders and investors globally. And mispricing that could cost trillions of dollars as well. So I think what we're seeing now is investors really carefully coming into the market and measuring the optimism as we're seeing across. If we look at, for example, the commodity space, that has done exceedingly well, because commodities have been a very big gauge of sentiment. When we look at, gold, for example, of that risk is coming out of the market. We're seeing those prices coming lower. So it's a mixture of that global outlook. And of course, with energy comes the inflation link, and with inflation then comes the interest rate play. What are central banks likely going to do in the rest of 2026? So that becomes a very important aspect to price in well, especially in the rates market, which ultimately affect everything else in financial markets. So So we're seeing that playing out in markets at the moment, and that is the mixture and sentiment that we're seeing. The risk appetite is back. There's risk on, given the de-escalation of the Middle East and the peace deal that's there. However, the outlook, because it's still going to take time for that oil to flow well into the market for prices to really come down immediately when we speak of fuel prices as well. And then again, the inflation adjustments, which then ultimately will then speak to the interest rate moves from the various central banks. So that is the sentiment and the mix of sentiment that we're seeing playing out in the market at the moment.
Markets are trying to make sense of all the things unfolding around them and how to price these movements. We'll see how markets respond and react as the days go on, and whether or not we can finally put the Middle East tensions behind us, at least this phase of those. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Independent analyst Terence Hove joining us. Take a look at markets and what seems to be driving them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.